You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
I'm with Lance Carter, former Tampa Bay Devil Ray, who made the American League All-Star team in 2003. Lance, what do you remember? I mean, the Rays were not having, their Devil Rays back then, excuse me, were not having the best season, but here it is, All-Star time, and you got picked for the All-Stars. What was that like initially?
I guess like anybody, it was very surprising. I didn't think I was having a bad year for the amount of wins and what we were doing. You know, I thought I was doing a pretty good job by the bullpen. But Rocco Baldelli and Aubrey Huff were having very good years. And, you know, I got called into Lou Piniella's office. And honestly, I thought he was going to move me to set up because I had a bad 2 weeks, or I might have been being sent down. And he told me I'd made the All-Star team, and I asked him if he was serious. And he said yes. And congratulations, and to be honest with you, really, it was very gratifying because I put in a lot of hard work to come back with my two Tommy Johns and to get that opportunity for, you know, Mike Socha and people around baseball to acknowledge, you know, what I was able to do and was doing for the team there in Tampa. It was very gratifying and a highlight of my career.
Where was the game that year?
It was in Chicago at the White Sox ballpark. I don't remember what it's called now. The stadium's changed names so many times.
It was Comiskey back then, I'm sure.
No, it was whatever, U.S. Cellular, I think is what it's called. Yeah. So in the U.S. Cellular field. So we went to Chicago, and my brother and my sister and her family and my parents and married at the time with my ex-wife, and she went, it was a great opportunity to be around great players, and players that you compete against every day, and sitting in the bullpen with CC Sabathia and Barry Zito, and, you know, flying from Seattle there with Brett Boone and Edgar Martinez and Ichiro, and, you know, and with Lou Piniella on the jet to Seattle. It was pretty surreal.
So that's where the Devil Rays were before the break.
Yes, we were in Seattle.
So what were some of the festivities like? Was that a lot of fun to go through?
Yeah, I mean, the Home Run Derby, you know, that's the practice, the BP, the day before, and, you know, Maxi Matsui and Ichiro and seeing the number of media from Japan. And then there were some get-togethers after, and by the time the Home Run Derby was over, I was so tired I went back and went to sleep. And then it's all a whirlwind because it all goes real fast. You have all kinds of stuff. You got a sign in the back. And, you know, Roy Halladay was my locker mate next to me and turned out to be one of the great pitchers of his era. It's one of those moments that you look back on and I wish I had an opportunity to pitch in a game. It's the first year that it counted. American League and National League, who got home field advantage. And Hank Blaylock hit the home run off of Eric Gagne, who hadn't blown a save in forever, for the American League to win the ballgame was pretty amazing.
Yeah, so what was your status going into the game in order? And you say you did not get used, but I mean, what condition would you have been used in?
Talking to Socha before the game, I would have been multiple inning where he needed. There's a bunch of guys that didn't pitch. Didn't throw. John Smoltz didn't throw. I mean, I wasn't the only one, but they're trying to win the ball game to secure home field advantage. And I don't remember if the Angels, I think they were in the World Series that year, to be honest with you. He wants home field advantage, so you can't blame him. You gotta have somebody to throw a pitch because it wasn't going to end in a tie.
So I mean, it wasn't like, it probably would have felt worse not being in the game had it been kind of a meaningless game, but this probably felt like it meant something, too.
Yeah, it meant something. It was the first year they did that, and you can't blame, you know, either skipper at the time to try to win to get home field advantage because they expected their team to be in the World Series. And, I was very honored to be there, and I said, it's an exhibition game. I wish it would have been one of those things where I would have gotten an opportunity to pitch. But, I was there, and it's something that I can always carry with me and be around those guys and watch a great game.
Thanks, Lance. And tell us a little bit about what you're doing these days.
Now I'm working for the Red Sox organization. I'm the pitching coach for the Lowell Spinners and the Short Season Club of the New York End League. And, I really enjoy doing it. I enjoy being able to pass along my experiences and whatever knowledge I have to young players to try to help them reach their ultimate destination, their dream, which is to play in the big leagues.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.